And as I've been saying today, number 14, it's World Diabetes Day. It's a great chance to talk about diabetes, talk about how early diagnosis and treatment can help reduce the risk of complications. And it's surprising to me because more than 7% of Australians are managing diabetes at the moment. And that was a lot more than I expected. 400 million adults around the world are affected by it. And apparently 5 million deaths every single year can be attributed to diabetes. But of course, it is manageable with early detection. Now, to find out a little bit more about it and what sort of is happening with World Diabetes Day this year, I've got Sturt Eastwood. He's the CEO of Diabetes New South Wales and ACT. He's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning, Nick. And how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, look, World Diabetes Day, it's a great time to kick off a dialogue about diabetes in Australia.
It is. Look, it's a great catalyst, but really every day should be Diabetes Day for many of us. And I was interested in listening just to a couple of your statistics there. But, you know, if you put everybody with diabetes today in one place, it would now be the third largest country in the world. And we really need to start thinking about doing something seriously about this.
Now, how serious are we taking it in Australia? Are we sort of on the reduction? Are we on the rise? What's happening with diabetes in Australia?
Look, I think we're still seeing the rise and rise of type 2. And there's a couple of different types of diabetes we should just sort of highlight at the start. So, you know, we have type 1 diabetes, and that was typically what they called juvenile diabetes. And that's an autoimmune disease, and really there's no prevention and there's no cure at this stage, but it can be managed very well. And in fact, I have type 1 diabetes. The one we typically talk about is type 2, because that's the one that's driven in large part by age and our aging sort of population, but also by lifestyle, which is something we can do about. More than 50% of type 2 diabetes can in fact be delayed or prevented if we do the right thing. But look, let's talk about complications. I think you mentioned earlier, Nick.
Oh, well, let's talk about the fact that you've got this year's theme is eyes and retinopathy.
Indeed. So this year's theme, World Diabetes Day, is eyes on diabetes. And diabetes retinopathy is in fact a leading cause of preventable blindness in Australia today. And it's the leading cause of blindness in the Australian workforce today. So, look, in simple terms, Nick, we all need glucose in our bloodstream to live. It's the energy that we live on. But if we have too much glucose too much of the time, it actually attacks all of our sort of nervous system and our vascular system. And diabetes retinopathy, really, behind our eyes, in the retina, which is the light-sensitive tissue at the back of our eye, we have very, very fine blood vessels. And if we have high glucose for a long period of time, then it actually attacks those very small blood vessels and causes them to leak and hemorrhage in our eyes, and that's what in turn causes the blindness. And the big problem with retinopathy is it's really quite what they'd say is asymptomatic. In other words, there's no real symptoms. You never really know until it's almost too late. And so one of the things we're calling on people to think about this year is to put an annual or biannual eye exam into their sort of health thinking. It's pretty quick, it's pretty painless, and you can be sure then that you're catching any sort of damage to your eye very early on. And there's good treatments available if you can catch it early enough.
Well, as you said, it's a leading cause of preventable blindness. It sounds like it's actually not that difficult to prevent with the right kind of lifestyle choices.
So lifestyle choices, that's right, which indeed is more targeted at diabetes or type 2 diabetes as opposed to retinopathy. But even retinopathy itself, if you keep and continually have your eyes checked every 1 or 2 years, then you can catch these things early and it can be managed from there. You know, if I give you an example, so we had a day for health professionals probably about 2 months ago, and we had OPSM along there. They were one of our sponsors, and they were running free eye checks on the day. And even amongst health professionals, they picked up 3 lots of diabetic retinopathy. So that's how asymptomatic, people just do not realise, that it is. And it's really easy to have checked, and we'd really encourage people to do that.
Well, that's actually quite frightening. It sounds like it should be something that people are getting checked very regularly. Look, so it's a busy day for you today. Thank you very much for chatting us this morning. Some very good advice there on regular eye checks. And of course, early screening for type 2 diabetes in general. It's a good time for people to have a bit of a chat to a medical professional, think about lifestyle, and kind of talk about diabetes, type 2 diabetes with their doctor, I imagine.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. Like we've been well conditioned now that we go along, let's say, for an annual medical checkup, and we do our blood pressure and we do our cholesterol and so forth. We just really need to add diabetes to that as well these days, a simple blood test, and it will tell you one way or another, and then you can start to take steps then to deal with it. And look, if you are diagnosed and you manage it well, it really will have no impact on your, you know, length of life or quality of life or productivity or any of those sorts of things. And, you know, it's a really good thing to do.
Well, thank you very much, Sturt. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you so much for your time this morning.